I wanted to start by trying to get a sense of why Berlin was so important. I think Lenin once said, whoever controls Berlin controls Germany, and whoever controls Germany controls Europe. So that may be why at the end of World War II, all four of the Allied powers, France, Britain, the United States, and the Soviet Union, each insisted on occupying a part of Berlin. I want to turn to Professor Bundy. It was American policy to declare that we were in favor of the unification of Germany. Do you think the U.S. really wanted the unification of Germany?
Well, I think the United States always wanted a unified Germany, but I don't think the United States was prepared to use force to achieve the unification of Germany. And of course, as we all now know, the reunification of a democratic and open Germany did not come from the exercise of
force. Allow me to contradict Professor Bundy.
Please.
I think the American government paid lip service in favor of unification as the French, the British, and the German government did.
I'm not denying that.
Okay.
So you're not contradicting?
Even the German government. We did nothing. There is no one single diplomatic action taken by the West in favor or in the direction of unifying Germany.
But that's a different point from the one that that Professor Bundy was making. He said the United States genuinely wanted, eventually, to see German unification.
Then
I believe that, and the Soviets wanted the opposite.